Well, good morning. It's a great delight and pleasure for me to begin the second annual Ancient Evangelical Future Conference of the Robert E. Weber Center at Trinity School for Ministry. And if you can say all that perfectly, you may win some kind of a prize. Joel Skandret's my name. I'm a professor of historical theology here and director of the Weber Center. Founded in 2007 by Bob Weber, Robert Weber, the mission and motto of the Robert E. Weber Center is to reclaim the Christian tradition for the life of the church today. This mission stands as a direct extension of Bob Weber's ancient future vision for the renewal of the church through the retrieval of the cardinal teachings and practices of the ancient Christian tradition. As Bob was heard to say on many occasions, the road to the church's future runs through the past. And the trajectory of Bob's life and work was one of reminding his fellow evangelical Christians that the roots of Christianity are not to be found in the preaching of Billy Graham or D.L. Moody, nor the teaching of Jonathan Edwards or John Wesley, nor even the reforms of John Calvin, Martin Luther, and, yes, Thomas Cranmer, but in the earliest centuries of Christian theological, spiritual, moral, and liturgical development. For Weber, this was not to leapfrog over the intervening centuries as if they never happened, nor to preclude new developments and insights, not at all. Rather, it was to recognize that the fundamental patterns of faithful thought and practice received from the apostolic witness and developed by the church fathers formed an engine that has powered time and again the reformation and renewal of the church from age to age. Of course, under the impress and guidance of the Word and Spirit of God. So the evangelical recovery of this engine, this touchstone, this common root and shared foundation of Christian faith was Bob Weber's abiding concern and principal purpose. And that, of course, is the ongoing purpose of the Weber Center at Trinity. We find ourselves once again in such a time of renewal, and once again looking to our common past as we seek to discern and grow into our common future. One of Bob Weber's chief concerns was the decline of Christian fidelity in a post-Christian age. And while Bob is well known for his work on worship, what's less well known was Bob's concern for the manner in which Christian worship shapes Christian faithfulness. While Christian worship needs no other rationale than the adoration of the triune God, the character and form of our adoration profoundly shapes the character and form of our persons. And Bob perceived, as well as any, that the church and world in our time is in desperate need of well-formed and Christ-formed people. This is the focus of our conference, liturgical formation. How does Christian worship shape Christian faith? Each of our five keynote speakers will address an aspect of this question through the respective lenses of biblical theology, homiletics, theology of culture, hymnology, and Anglican liturgics. And our workshop leaders in liturgics and contemporary Christian music will help to extend some of the implications, as well as our theological application workshop here in the Commons. These will all do so in ways that reflect various perspectives: Orthodox, Baptist, Reformed, Lutheran, Anglican, and even non-denominational sensibilities and commitments. In doing so, additional questions will undoubtedly come to light. Is there such a thing as bad liturgical formation? How do we evaluate new forms of Christian worship? These and others are questions I'm sure will come to light in the next 2 days. And please stick around for our keynote panel on Friday night, in which we'll go deeper into those questions in conversation. Undoubtedly, we'll all leave feeling that this conference was just beginning to scratch the surface of this topic, but our hope is that our time together will renew, deepen, and sharpen our shared commitment to worship our risen Lord Jesus, to worship him in such a way that we're drawn deeper into him and conformed more closely to his image.